The Day Willie Put His Ear to the Wall, a new play for radio by David Fitzsimmons, with Roland Davies and Bill Oddie.
I was talking to the milkman this morning, Willie.
Did you ask him for an extra pint?
You know what he said?
He said, yes, you can have one.
What?
He said, yes, you can have an extra pint.
No, he didn't. No, I said, he said, Willie isn't looking very healthy.
Me not looking healthy? What a nice milkman.
He said, what you need is more exercise.
Did you get an extra pint?
I agree with him.
Because I fancy a blancmange for my tea.
You do. You ought to get out a lot more, you. You're not healthy. Now, I mean, look at you.
Do we still have that rabbit mould?
Look at you. No, look at you. Look at your fingers. Just look at those fingers. They're all puffy and fat. I've never seen fatter fingers than those. Here. Aren't they heavy to move around? How do you manage it? I think it's marvellous how you manage. I really do. I'm very impressed. Oh, no. Oh, dear. Oh, it doesn't stop at your fingers. It goes right up your arms and... Oh, my God, it covers your whole body. Now you're fat all over you.
Very funny.
Now you're definitely on your way out, Willie. Won't be long now before you snuff it. I don't want to organise a funeral. Where would I find pallbearers strong enough to lift you?
That's enough.
Oh, seriously, seriously, Willie, seriously. You do need more exercise. And today is the perfect day for exercise. The sun's shining, the birds are singing.
You what?
I know. Why don't you go to the bus station, catch a bus to a terminus, and walk through the countryside.
The countryside?
And you could spend the evening in one of those timbered pubs and catch the last bus back. How about that, then?
No.
I can't remember when you last went out. Nope, I can't remember. I know. Why don't you go and visit one of your relatives?
I've given up visiting relatives since they all died. No. They're either dead or in geriatric wards. And the ones that aren't ought to be. Did you buy those shoes you were after?
How about it?
Did you?
What shoes?
You didn't buy them, then?
Which shoes?
What did the advert say? Are you a little man with a big problem? Look 4 inches taller in our elegant blocked shoes.
Very funny.
I think so. Why are you so embarrassed about your size, anyhow?
I'm not.
A lot of people are small. Some are even smaller than you. Not many, but some are.
Leave off, will you?
Look at Napoleon.
Don't push your luck.
Well, he was no taller than you. In fact, he might even have been smaller. And it didn't stop him doing all right for himself. He wasn't embarrassed about it. He didn't buy block shoes.
Shut up.
No, a lot of famous people were small.
I said...
Lord Nelson, the hero of Trafalgar, he was small. Haile Selassie, he was the Lion of Judah, you know.
Was he really?
He was. He won the admiration of the world when he spoke to the League of Nations.
Did he now?
And Adolf Hitler, he was a titch. Joe Stalin.
Hold it.
No, there's nothing to stop you following in their footsteps.
That is enough, will it?
Lloyd George, he was all right. Toulouse-Lautrec, Charlie Chaplin, Charlie Drake...
Enough!
You know what your trouble is, Jim? You won't talk about it. You bottle it all up inside.
Shut up!
There you are, you see. I'm sure it would help you if you discussed it. I know I can't make you any taller, but I can help you to come to terms with it.
Leave off.
Talking to someone about a problem is halfway to a cure. That's why psychiatrists and priests make such a good living.
Oh, shut up!
All right, I only thought...
Shut up!
What are you doing with that Hoover?
What do you think I'm doing?
Well, stop it!
This place is filthy!
You don't bother as a rule.
Somebody's got to make an effort. It's me.
What's got into you?
What would anybody think who came?
Nobody ever comes.
Well, it'd be good if people came.
Well, I don't need anybody to come.
You can't be antisocial all your life.
Who says I can't?
We ought to have a party.
A what? Look, turn that thing off.
Bachelors in flats are supposed to have parties. Bachelors in flats are supposed to have a lot of fun.
We do all right for fun.
I'm having a party.
Not here, you're
yes,
not.
Yes, I am. I'm going to invite all my friends.
What friends?
I'm going to invite Charlie.
Charlie?
Charlie from next door.
Charlie from next door is your friend?
I'll get on with Charlie.
You say hello to him in the corridor.
He'll come.
I'm not having that creep in here.
Charlie's all right.
Who else? Who else do you know? The milkman? You seem to know him as well as anybody. You have a pretty good relationship there. Hmm. And the landlord. No party would be complete without the landlord.
Parties seem like a good idea.
It was a lousy idea.
Are you going to stay in all day?
Yeah.
All day?
Yeah.
One of these days, Willie, you will discover that you've become too fat to get through the door. I shall have a special hole knocked in the wall for you.
Ha, ha.
There was a fat lad in my class at school. Fatty, we called him.
That was original.
And when we played football, he was always in goal. All he had to do was lie down on the line and the other team couldn't score. What position did you play when you were at school? What position? Goalkeeper? No, it's but Fatty in goal.
Willie Folk goals for England.
Who?
He was 26 stone.
Never heard of him.
I was like a cat. Willie the Cat, they used to call me.
Not Fatty.
I was fantastic. Tipping him over the bar, round the post.
I bet you were good at narrowing the angle.
And I wasn't afraid of making suicidal dives at forwards' feet. Willie Daredevil, they used to call me. And I had the longest goal kick there is. I've been known to score from my goal kicks.
Yeah, they always put Fatty in goal. Here, lift your feet up while I sweep.
What position were you then?
If you can, that is. Are they too heavy?
Centre forward.
Come on, come on, lift them up.
Leaping 6 feet off the ground to nod them in.
This linoleum's red, you know that.
Go on, what position were you?
If you must know, I was a nippy winger.
Nippy, were you?
Yeah, fullbacks are no answer to me.
What did you do? Push the ball through their legs and run through after it?
I was watched by a scout.
A boy scout?
A stitching on my boot came undone round the toe cap, you know, just round there. Couldn't kick properly. Kept flapping off. He didn't stay long.
Are you sure he came to watch you?
Who else? I was the star of the team.
Oh, I believe you, Jim. I believe you.
It is true.
I said I believe you. Now what are you doing?
I am polishing the table.
Well, it's shining. I've never seen it shine before. I didn't know it could.
Yeah, you see? Looks much better.
I preferred it how it was.
I don't believe that.
Where are you going?
Just put in this rubbish outside.
My God, what will you be doing next?
I'll clear the windows.
Oh, not the windows. I'll be able to see out. What's she doing all this cleaning for, anyway? It's not like him. He's nearly as bad as me.
There's noises coming from Charlie's flat.
What?
Yeah, I could hear him through his door.
What sort of noises?
Sort of scufflings and creaks, you know. Think he's got a woman in there.
You were snooping at his door.
No, I wasn't. I just couldn't help hearing.
Did you see anything through the keyhole?
I didn't. Look, what do you take me for?
Did it do something for you, snooping on Charlie?
I was not snooping. I just...
It's probably some bottled blonde he picked up at the Palais de Danse last night.
Charlie go to the Palais?
Well, he goes somewhere in those mauve suits. The Palais's the likeliest place.
Which mauve suits?
Well, they all go there. All the dead-enders go there for their bottled blondes.
Well, bottled or not, she seems to be giving him a good time.
If you are so interested, get the glass.
Glass?
Put the glass to the wall. Put your ear to the glass.
I've got the glass.
Well, you know what to do with it. You've done it often enough, pervert.
You said get the glass.
What you do for kicks.
Shh.
What?
Shh.
What can you hear?
Shut up.
Yeah, what are they doing? Are they? Yeah, what are they? Give me the glass.
Ooh. Ooh. Ooh.
Give me the glass.
Here.
I can't hear anything.
Neither could I.
You little runt.
Oh, you are sordid. You're sordid, aren't you, Willie? You really are sordid. Your face. You should have seen your face. What can you hear? What are you doing? Oh, I thought you weren't interested in Charlie's activities. I savour that moment. I really savour that. The day Willie put his ear to the wall.
Say one more word, Napoleon, and I'll ram this glass down your throat. Nearest you'll get to it, I suppose. Listening to Charlie.
I might surprise you, Willie.
Who?
I might surprise you. Soon.
What? What do you mean, soon?
There's some very good films on this week,
aren't
there?
You're joking.
You want to go to the pictures more?
You'll never score.
What do you go tonight, eh?
You score?
You could sit and stuff yourself full of popcorns and hot dogs, eh? There's a James Bond film on.
James Bond?
Yeah, you like him, don't you?
I wouldn't mind seeing a James Bond.
Wouldn't you?
No. Shall we go tonight?
Oh, I don't want to go. No, you go on your own.
But you like him as well. You're his biggest fan.
I'm not.
Well, why don't you want to go? What are you doing tonight? What are you doing? Now, wait a minute. All this cleaning. Wanting me out. Is somebody coming?
No.
Somebody's coming. Is it a girl?
No.
You don't know any girl.
I do.
Who is she?
You don't know. She's called Jean.
Cousin Jean?
She's not my cousin.
Oh, I know Cousin Jean.
She's only a distant cousin.
You've invited her round here?
Yeah. I rang her up. She's agreed to come round to my place.
Round to my place? What sort of talk's that? What's she coming round here for, anyway?
What do you think?
No. She's not.
She is.
I don't believe it.
Tonight.
No.
Tonight,
you never.
She's as good as said.
You're not allowed. She's your cousin.
She's a distant cousin. Very distant.
She's 6 feet tall.
She's not.
You and her, it's physically impossible. And she's a schoolgirl.
Sixth former.
A schoolgirl.
I'm introducing her to it.
No.
She wants me to be the one.
Oh, no.
She respects my maturity.
Oh, my God. You're an emotionally retarded squirt.
You can say all you like. I'm making Jean here tonight.
Not tonight.
Why not?
Because I'll be here. That's why not.
You're going to the pictures. Are you?
Nope.
Nah, you wouldn't do that to me. Would you?
Yep.
You bastard.
Nice of you to say so.
Big chance. My big chance. The chance I've been waiting for. I planned it all.
Pity.
What I'm going to wear, you know, what I'm going
to... What are you going to wear?
My cavalry twill and my rusker.
Oh, no.
Yep. Meal by candlelight. Leonard Cohen in the background.
Who?
Bottle of wine.
What sort?
Sauternes.
French or Spanish?
French.
I don't like either. Couldn't we have beer?
Oui.
You, me and Cousin Jean.
No.
We could buy a 4-pint can.
No, not with you.
Well, I don't mind Jean coming.
No.
After all, she is family.
No.
You could do one of your curries.
No.
And Jean could listen to my Buddy Holly record.
No.
Every day it's getting closer, going faster than a roller coaster. Where are you going?
I'm going to ring her and tell her it's all off.
Why?
Because I am not inflicting an evening of you and Buddy Holly on her.
The late great, we could have had some fun. You were grumbling we never had any fun.
Do you realise the significance of this night to me? Do you?
Every day it's getting faster.
Look, I'm going to.
Says,
I am.
Go ahead and ask.
I am.
Love like
first
yours
time.
Will surely come
I've
my
never,
way.
You know I am.
Every day.
Oh, God, you can't do this. One night. That's all I ask. One night!
It's overrated.
What?
It's not all it's cracked up to be. You'll be disappointed.
Well, give me a chance to be disappointed.
Does she play Scrabble?
What?
I'm tired of beating you.
Give me strength. Have you heard a word I said?
Not one word.
Look, I'll pay for you. I'll pay for you to go to the pictures.
No.
The best seats.
No.
And a peach sundae.
And as many hot dogs as I can eat.
You'll go?
No.
You fat bastard!
Look, Jim, I'm doing this for your own good. It's not right with her. She's not me.
No, she's not. You're only jealous.
Jealous of you and a knock-kneed schoolgirl?
She's not knock-kneed.
You look at her knees. You just look at them. Have you really looked at her knees?
Her knees are okay.
6 foot tall, knock-kneed and with a squint.
What squint?
Hasn't she? Oh, well, that's something anyway. Now, look here, Jim. Is she much cop? Really, is she? Is she what you've been saving yourself for?
Not been saving myself. Just happened that way.
Well, the first time should be something special. Something like... So I suggest you wait until... What are you doing?
I'm reading the paper.
I can see you reading the paper.
That's okay, then, isn't it?
Look, I'm not putting you off, Jean, only because... Well, that's not the news section, it's the classified ads.
So, I'm reading the classified ads.
Are you looking for anything in particular?
You must know I'm looking for a flat.
A what?
A flat of my own.
Why?
Where I can do as I like and where I can lose my virginity to whom I like.
To whom You couldn't live on your own. You'd have nobody to talk to. You'd talk to yourself and go off your head.
Oh, I'd get along fine on my own. I've had you and Buddy Holly up to here. Oh, blast!
Aren't there any in?
I'm going to look in the newsagent's window.
Well, there won't be any in there. They only advertise old prams and French lessons. Well, what are you looking for now? What's that? Cars? What are you looking at cars for?
Because I want a car.
One second you want a flat, the next second you want a car. What's got into you? What do you want a car for?
What you can't do in a flat, you can do in the back of a car.
I see. There is a snag. You can't drive. Unless, of course, you intend to park it permanently behind the Palais.
I can learn.
Impossible. Your feet wouldn't reach the pedals.
Charlie's got a car. That's why he's such a big success with the women.
Charlie's car's never working. It's always round the back with its wheels off, supported on bricks. And it's nasty and flashy, with holiday resort stickers and a nodding dog in the back and leopard skin upholstery.
What's that got to do with anything?
You want a car like Charlie's?
It doesn't have to be like Charlie's. I don't have to have a nodding dog.
What are you going to buy it with?
I could borrow the money.
Who from?
You?
I don't have any money.
You must have money, you're as mean as hell.
Well, there's your answer, then. I'm not lending you any money because I'm as mean as hell.
Please?
Please?
Look, I'll take you trips.
I don't want to go anywhere.
And another, come on. We could be joint owners, right?
Could we?
Yeah. So you put up the money?
Well, I might.
Great!
Yeah. But you do realise that as joint owner, I wouldn't allow any funny business in it.
I can't win.
Seems that way. I know. Why don't you get your friend Charlie to let you use his car? Although you wouldn't have to move about much or it'd fall off its bricks. Please, Lord, make me grow a little more like Charlie every day.
There's one thing about Charlie, you know.
Only one thing?
Yeah, one thing you can't take away from him. He's a snappy dresser.
Snappy?
Yeah. Always had a cufflink, you know.
Well, what sort of a word, snappy?
Button-down collars, matching tie, shirt.
Eau de cologne.
He's a snappy dresser, all right.
Does he still work at that men's boutique?
Yeah.
I wouldn't buy any clothes there.
You couldn't. They don't cater for outsized men.
Does that puff still work there?
What do you mean?
That puff.
Well, you mean Joseph?
That's him, Joseph, does he?
He's not a puff.
Of course he's a puff. Why does he call himself Joseph if he's not a puff?
What?
Well, whoever heard of anybody christened Joseph who didn't call himself Joe?
Joseph's all right.
You like Joseph, do you?
Well, I said he's all right.
Jim, have you ever thought... Well, have you ever thought of becoming one yourself?
One what?
A puff.
You see?
Well, look at it this way.
You don't have
much success with girls, right?
What about
no,
Jim?
Let me finish. You don't have much success with... Well, in fact, you don't have any success.
Oh, gee.
You'd go down a bomb as a puff.
Take a running job.
Now, don't be hasty. Think about it. Consider it. And you said yourself, Joseph's all right.
I don't want to be a puff.
Are you worried about the psychological conflict?
What?
It's a myth. Most puffs are well-adjusted individuals.
You're sick.
It could be the making of you.
Nah, I don't want to hear any more.
You don't really like girls.
Yes, I do.
With their false eyelashes and their false everything else. And what have they ever done for you?
Willie.
Nothing. They've done nothing for you.
Willie, are you trying to... You trying to tell me something?
They pass you over for pot-faced Charlie.
Willie, are you a puff?
What?
You aren't one yourself, are you, Willie?
Me?
Oh, I mean, you keep going on
now,
about
listen,
it.
Now, listen here.
I mean, why are you selling it so
You know
much?
I'm not.
I mean, I've always thought of you as just sort of not bothered.
I'm not
know?
A puff.
And I've never really questioned why you don't bother with
Believe
you.
Me.
Why, Willie? Why don't you?
You know why.
Because you're a puff.
No.
Well, because why then? Why, Willie?
Because I'm big and fat and ugly.
I'm sorry.
I'm not a puff.
I'm sorry, Willie.
You know damn well
yeah,
I'm not.
Yeah, I know.
I've never even thought...
I know you haven't, and I'm sorry, all right.
Do you think I'm not bothered?
No.
Well, I am bothered.
Oh, look, Willie, why don't you do something about it?
What?
Oh, go to a dance.
At the Palais?
No, don't go there. Go to
Where?
the um, Go to the town hall, the whole dance is there.
I can't do the military two-step.
I know. Take up amateur dramatics.
No, thank you.
All right, join a night school class. Embroidery or something. You see, that'd be full of women.
It wouldn't make any difference. They wouldn't be interested in me. They never have been. I've come to accept it.
Well, that's the wrong attitude.
When I was at school, there was this girl. Frida, she was called. We were in the same class for 4 years. I fancied her for 4 years. In the yard, I'd hang about near her. Not doing anything in particular, just hanging about. I had fantasies about her. I imagined her asking me to help her with her maths homework, or fainting in front of me in assembly or something.
Didn't you ask her out?
No.
Did you ever speak to her?
I did once. Once I spoke to her. The day we left school, I said, "Goodbye, Frida." And she said, "Goodbye, Fatty."
Hey, look, Willie.
What?
Look, Jean has a friend.
What?
Yeah, I mean, she has a friend, you know what I mean?
Has she?
Yeah.
What's she like?
Well, she's not bad, at all.
Not bad, is she?
Yeah, are you interested?
How tall is she?
Average height.
Is she knock-kneed?
No.
A squint?
No, oh. She's called Jennifer.
Well, I wouldn't hold that against her.
No, anyway, I could arrange something.
Could you?
Yeah, for tonight. Look, she could come round with Jean. You could take her to see James Bond. While Jean and me, we stay here. How does that sound?
Well, it sounds... Okay. Okay.
Good old Willie. You're a pal, Willie.
Are you sure you can arrange it?
Yeah, leave it to me.
What shall I wear?
You don't have any cavalry twills?
No.
Well, look, wear your charcoal grey trousers.
All my trousers are charcoal grey.
And your grey sweater.
Oh, it has an egg stain. I could wear me brown cardigan.
No, not that, no. Tell you what, we go down to Charlie's shop.
Not Charlie's.
Okay, if you insist, we'll go to a different shop. And we'll tog you up. We'll go out this afternoon, and we'll do that, and then we'll come back, and we'll burn all your clothes, eh? Or better still, we'll weigh them in. They'll fetch a bob or two. We're laughing, Willie. We're laughing together. What are you doing?
I'm putting on a record.
Buddy Holly.
Who else?
You do that. You put Buddy Holly on. I'll just... pop
in the phone in the hall and arrange things with
Jean.
Every day it's a getting faster. Everyone's a going faster. Love like gold surely come my way. Hey, bum, 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 bum. Every day seems a little longer. Everyone's a little stronger. Come what may. Do you ever long for true love?
Yeah, you weren't long. Well, Jim, is it all fixed? Hey, when are they coming? Yeah, we better finish the cleaning. There's still bits all over the carpet. Yeah, what time are they coming?
Jennifer won't be coming.
Didn't expect she would be. Not really. Oh, well, never mind. There's plenty more Jennifers in the seat. I'd thought of going to the pictures tonight. There's a James Bond on I wouldn't mind seeing. I won't be back till late. So it'll be all right for you and... to...
Jean isn't coming either.
She isn't?
Nope. She said her mother won't let her. Her mother won't let her. What sort of girl is it that does what her mother tells her? She's not a bad girl.
She's not.
She's only a kid.
Jean's okay.
You know, I wouldn't mind going to the pictures myself. James Bond film on, you said?
Yeah.
Sean Connery, isn't it?
I think so.
He's good.
He is.
He's Good in Doctor No.
And in From Russia with Love.
Yeah. He's good, Sean Connery.
The Day Willie Put His Ear to the Wall by David Fitzsimmons. Willie was played by Roland Davies and Jim by Bill Oddie. The production was by David Kane.